our other business. Our first item of other business is the Metal Shop Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the Metal Shop to construct three buildings with site improvements to be located at the southwest corner of Sussex Highway and Allen's Mill Road. The buildings are shown as Shop 1 at 8,530 square feet, Shop 2 at 8,007 square feet, and the showroom is 6,389 square feet. The Planning Commission granted preliminary site plan approval on August 25th, 2016. The plan was revised from one large building to three smaller buildings, as well as changes to the parking layout. This project is in compliance with the zoning code requirements for preliminary approval. The property consists of two tracts with a total of 14.385 acres. Tract 1 consists of 9.822 acres and is zoned light industrial 2. Tract 2 contains 5.013 acres and is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 13, Parcel 51, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Oops, is this Ross? I think that would be you.
Keep me going here. I'm reading something else.
I know you're exhausted, but would you need to stay awake about another half hour?
Wake me up here. It's past my bedtime, you know.
No.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant approval for the revised preliminary site plan with final by staff once they receive all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Metal Shop Revised Preliminary Site Plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, then. Our next item is Dollar General S-1728 Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Dollar General Store for the construction of a 9,100 square foot retail convenience store with site improvements on a 2.98 acre parcel, Tract 1, located at the southeast corner of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, and Fisher Road, Route 262. The applicant has submitted a letter requesting approval to provide parking in the front yard setback, which requires review and approval by the Planning Commission. This project is otherwise in compliance with the zoning code requirements for preliminary approval. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 50. The property is zoned CR1, Commercial Residential District, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Dollar General S-1728, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Dollar General S-1728 preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Carried. Yep. Have a safe trip back to Somerset County. Our next item is a farm at Truett Homestead Assisted Living Facility S-1730. Preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the farm at Truett Homestead Assisted Living Facility to construct a 120-bed assisted living facility with site improvements consisting of 2.7199 acres to be located off Farm Lane with access to Shuttle Road. The property is zoned MR, medium residential. A special use exception number 11,896 was granted by the Board of Adjustment on February 20th, 2017. This project is in compliance with the zoning code requirements for preliminary approval. The project will impact the previous conditional use 2029 site plan for the farm at Truett Homestead, and it may come back to Planning Commission. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 3.03, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to the Planning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals. Do I need to put anything in there about this? It'll come before staff.
Second.
Just make sure I understand the motion. The motion is for preliminary with final approval to be by the staff.
No, this has to come back to the Planning Commission.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's just a preliminary approval.
Correct. Well,
yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's just confused me a little bit there.
No.
It's been moved and seconded to grant preliminary approval to the site plan for the farm at Truett Homestead Assisted Living Facility S1730. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Cooper's QI.
Cooper's was taken off, I believe.
Do what?
It's Cooper's QI.
Cooper's QI Warehouse.
Oh, it is on there.
Yeah. S1732 preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Cooper's QI Warehouse to construct a 4,320 square foot building with site improvements on a 10,000 square foot lot to be located off Central Avenue. The preliminary site plan indicates parking in the front yard setback, which requires review and approval by the Planning Commission. This project is otherwise in compliance with the zoning code requirements for preliminary approval. The property is zoned C1, General Commercial District. The tax parcel is District 334, map 13.20, parcel 16, lots 25 and 26. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for Cooper's QI Warehouse S1732 with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Cooper's QI Warehouse S1732 preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is King Farm Subdivision 2010-7 amendment amended condition of approval.
This is a request to amend a condition of approval to delete requirements for sidewalks within the King's Farm Subdivision. King Farm Subdivision is a 47 lot subdivision located off Beaver Dam Branch Road, Sussex County Road 446. That received final site plan approval on July 24th, 2014. The applicant submitted a letter requesting condition number 8 of the preliminary approval granted by Planning Commission on June 9th, 2011, which states, as proposed by the applicant, sidewalks shall be located on one side of all streets in the subdivision to be eliminated. So they're asking for that statement to be eliminated. The property is owned AR1. The tax parcel is District 232. Map 13, parcel 62.
Ms. Walls, do you know if any lots have been sold out of this?
I'm not aware.
Mr. Ross, I believe there is somebody here representing the application. Mr. Witzel, if you could come up and
yes.
Enlighten us just a bit.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, my name is Robert Witzel. I have offices at 120 South Bedford Street, and I'm here tonight on behalf of Bierman Family, LLC, which is the developer of King Farm Subdivision. Good evening, and thank you for this brief opportunity. No lots have been sold yet. We're still in the land development stage. Just very briefly, the representations of Ms. Wells are correct. Note 8 on the subdivision plan, that as you can see, this has been in the works for a long time. It has a 2010 label on it. There have been many difficult years of economic times, not only for this subdivision, but for many. Mr. Bierman is here with me tonight. He's sitting in the second row. He has stuck with it, very close to having this project sunsetted, but he got in under the wire. His goal is to market these as a relatively low price to economical housing in the mid to low 200s, probably to a retirement community. He is trying to keep the price of lots as low as possible to provide for affordable housing. It is a straight-in subdivision plan. There are no circles. There are 47 lots. It's a relatively small subdivision, and it is not linked or connected to any other subdivisions in the community. There's a strip development on the outside of the community, on the county roads. You have done this for, I know you do it reluctantly, but you have done it in other subdivisions. We ask for your discretionary consideration of reducing, eliminating the sidewalks from this community.
How many acres, Mr. Witzel, was in the project?
I can answer that in just a minute. Mr. Bierman, how many acres?
60.
Thank you, 60.
Okay, that's all I need. Thank you, Mr. Witzel.
47 lots.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant the request of the King Farm subdivision 2010-7 for removal of condition number 8, which requires sidewalks on one side of All Street in the subdivision.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to grant the request for the amendment of a condition of approval related to the sidewalks for King Farm subdivision 2010-7. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
No.
Okay. Motion carries 4-1. Thank you. Okay. Our next item is lands of Sarah and Morris Justice, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of a new 3.53-acre lot, more or less, from two existing parcels off of a 50-foot easement over an existing private road to be located approximately 1,300 feet east of West Beach Drive. The proposed parcel also has access from Trails End. The residual lands contain approximately 10.17 acres and 21.53 acres, respectively, more or less. This project meets the requirements established by the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcels are District 134, Map 7, Parcel 90, or portion of, and a part of District 134, Map 7, Parcel 371. Staff is in receipt of agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, as far as the lands of Sarah and Morris Justice go, I move for approval of the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Sarah and Morris Justice, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Rodney W. Smith.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of a 20.03 acre parcel of land with a residual of 15.64 acres, more or less. The new parcel will have frontage along a proposed 50-foot easement. The easement goes over an existing driveway. The easement will need to be extended to ensure the parcel has 100 feet of frontage along the easement. The plan also includes a lot line adjustment that does not require approval by the Planning Commission. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 23, Parcel 18. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the minor subdivision of the lands of Rodney W. Smith with a 50-foot easement and a condition that he, what is it?
Needs to extend
the frontage of the parcel as 100, so the parcel has 100 feet of frontage along the easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the lands of Rodney W. Smith with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Referring back to our public hearings,